What's this? A voice journal post after a month's time? That means only one thing.
I'm starting to get better at this. Now, before we kick things off, it would appear that I have returned to my old internet stomping ground. So let's just hope for two things. One, that everyone's learned over the brief time lapse, and two, that this won't get instantly flagged. Here we go! What's up, everyone? Frostcat coming back at you with another voice journal post. It has been a month, hasn't it? And as I guessed it, things are starting to get better over time. Maybe even more so than I realized. I'll put it this way. After going through years among years of trying to survive paycheck after paycheck, the moment that we made the move 2 months ago, it just made a complete 180 on us. I honestly want to say that I am 100% back this time. Now, for those that are listening to this voice journal post for the very first time on the other sites, let me give you a little history of what's been going on throughout the past few years that I have been away. It has been at least 3 years ago that I've actually landed a job and slowly started to get back on my feet. Of course, that wouldn't be so easily obtained without running into a few roadblocks here and there. Whether it's quote 1, overstaying our welcome, quote 2, having friends that barely do anything to help us out even though they have, or just the sheer awkwardness of having 4 furs in a 1-bedroom loft. Sure, it does get cramped, but it was only a matter of time before things get really uncomfortable. Having said that, everyone has agreed to go their own separate ways on good terms. Which brings us to where we are now. Why am I saying us and we? You guessed it. The elements of fire and ice are still together. And after 2 months of actually saving up, we were able to get everything else that we need. The only thing left for us to get now during the summer is our license and our cars. Now before everyone else starts to complain about why can't you get that stuff first, think of the overall spectrum for a minute. With a car, you need to have insurance, plates, along with the stickers that are entitled to those plates. Each of those you have to pay either month by month or year by year. Now, if you haven't gotten those things first, it's going to be impossible to get overall, simply because we're trying to pay for all the important stuff first. So what's the point of trying to pay for bills among bills, when in the long run, we can't get anything else? That wouldn't make any sense, right? Not to mention, if you get a car from a car dealership, you have to end up paying for car notes monthly too. So combine that with the utilities and rent, and you'll barely have any funds to even survive. Yeah, I think getting all the little trinkets here and there was a good choice to get first. Not only because you can focus on your main goal directly, but you can only pay for those little trinkets once. What are these said trinkets? Let's just say that I can finally multitask on my computer, and not in that way. Anywho, I can still be up to date with all the games that have come out, no matter what system that they're in. Now there's only one thing that's left to be done. As I said in the beginning of the voice journal post, that I'm actually getting better and better at making these things. I mean, hell, I'm even going back to Second Life and actually redoing my avatar to make it look like who I am right now. Well, not in real life, but you know what I mean. The only problem that I have is dealing with the stress I get every once in a while from coming home from work. And I like where I work right now. It's just that sometimes the team camaraderie might not be fully there or just plain stupid. Not to mention some of the guests that I have to take care of are complete total jerks. Or even worse, dealing with both. So now I'm doing my best to look for a job that only focuses on just doing the work. Not having to worry about customers or trying to take care of guests or anything else like that. Just go in, get the work done, and just go straight home. That way, when I get back home, there's nothing for me to complain about. Not, this person left me out by myself and I have to do all the work. Or, these people don't know how to follow the rules all the time. None of that nonsense. I believe it's time for a change of pace for this feline. Speaking of which, I just got set up for an interview for next week. If I land this job, no longer will I have to be appeasing to the crowd or setting an example on the clock. Not to mention that it's in walking distance too. Then once I get back home, I can actually update myself on the sites, chit chat with people I haven't spoke to in a long time, maybe even create 3D art or even music. Only time will tell. Until then, I'll catch you guys later. See ya!
Yeah.